Some Americans gathered today to mark the 75th birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. President Bush spoke at a White House luncheon honoring the late civil rights leader. Many cities held parades. Other events included memorials, church services, volunteer projects. One of the biggest celebrations took place in Atlanta. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The Ebenezer Baptist Church is where King preached until his death in 1968. His father and grandfather were also pastors there. Today, the tiny building was full of music. The crowd was so large that most spectators had to watch a live telecast in a spacious church across the street. The list of speakers included King's children, his sister, and his widow, Coretta Scott King.
We also commemorate the leader who taught us that the noblest goal was not conquest of enemies, but reconciliation with adversaries. We must remember, especially in this election year, that Republican and Democrat, liberals and conservatives alike, are sisters and brothers in God's human family.
But, she said, people shouldn't hesitate to criticize policy when they disagree. And her son, Martin Luther King III, didn't hesitate. He criticized the war in Iraq as part of his keynote address, but the speaker who really got the audience on its feet was Atlanta's Democratic Mayor Shirley Franklin. She said in order to honor King, people have to continue to advance all social issues, not just racial equality.
For me, that is what it means to honor Dr. King. Will we live the dream or just talk about it?
For blocks surrounding the church, people crowded the sidewalks, waiting for the annual march and rally in King's honor. The smell of funnel cake and barbecue filled the neighborhood where he grew up.
I'm on T-shirts, $15. You got to wait a whole year before you'll be able to get one, nice and warm, 100% cotton.
A family of six stood on the corner waiting for the parade to begin. One member, Renardo Johnson, had flown in from Chicago. Today was his first time at the march.
I'm very excited, very excited. That's why I'm standing over here. I'm waiting to see some of the dignitaries and some of the King family. And I visited the exhibit that the Park Service has, and it's great to be out here. It really is.
The theme of today's commemorations was a day on, not a day off. In keeping with that theme, volunteer projects in King's honor took place around the country today. Those events included Atlanta's annual Hosea Williams Feed the Hungry Dinner, which serves meals to thousands of people every year on Martin Luther King Day. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Atlanta.